Start your day with remembrance of us. Start your day with remembrance of us. Start your day. Start your day. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome to another amazing episode on the Silsila, the Early Echo. Wherever you are in the world, we are hoping that you are safe, that your family is safe. When you're making dua, make dua for your family, make dua for yourself, and make dua for the ummah at large as well. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, we have a special Eid transmission for this Early Echo. And we will be talking about blessings from Allah Azza wa Jal. What is actually the definition of blessings? That and much more, inshallah Azza wa Jal. With us, we have our respected Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad, who will also share some beautiful advices, inshallah ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Mahasab?
Alhamdulillah, I'm well, Mahasab. How are you keeping?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal, all okay. To the fadl of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the blessings of Allah azza wa jal, that's what we're going to be discussing today.
MashaAllah.
About blessings from Allah azza wa jal, how to increase blessings, what are the things that stop the blessings from entering our homes, our lives as well. So we're going to cover some of these things, inshallah azza wa jal. Today, in many parts of the world, it is the day of Eid,
yes,
and people are celebrating. But we should be careful that we celebrate within the ambit of the Sharia.
Right.
Because that will lead to blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal as well. And if we don't, obviously that's going to lead to a lot of negatives in our life, what we call bebarakati or deprivations as well. Before we move any forward, any further, let's recall the beautiful narration. Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So let's make some good intentions that, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to the Silsila of Madani channel for your pleasure and happiness. For the pleasure of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and convey that message to others as well. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. There are so many wonderful blessings, excellences for reciting Salat ala Nabi Durood Pak. The one who recites Durood Sharif, just one time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send 10 mercies to that person. 10 sins will be forgiven, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase that person's status by 10 times.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. Recitation of Durood Pak is a great way of gaining blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recitation of Qur'an Pak is a great way of gaining blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives. So, we need to think about this. I want those blessings. Because many people complain, I don't see blessings in my life. So maybe certain things I'm doing that are stopping those blessings. And I'm not doing those things that invite those blessings into my life. So we'll touch on these different angles, inshallah. We have a lovely kalam. Stay tuned, inshallah. Listen to the kalam, enjoy it, and let's gain more blessings by listening to this kalam as well. And we'll be right back, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Sallu ala al-habib.
Sallallahu ta'ala
ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Le raza sab chale madine ko main na jaun are Khuda na kare jaano dil ho shokhrad sab to madine pahunche tum nahi chalte raza sara to saman gaya mera dil جان مدینے والے میرا دل اور میری جان مدینے والے تجھ پہ سو جان سے قربان مدینے والے تجھ پہ سو جان سے قربان مدینے والے بھر دے بھر دے میرے داتا میری جھولی بھر دے بھر دے بھر دے میرے داتا میری جھولی بھر دے اب نہ رکھ بے سرو سامان مدینے والے اب نہ رکھ بے سرو سامان مدینے پھر تمنا اے زیارت نے کیا دل بے چین تمنا اے زیارت نے کیا دل چین پھر مدینے کا ہے ارمان مدینے والے پھر مدینے کا ہے ارمان مدینے لکھ دے میری قسمت میں مدینہ لکھ دے میری قسمت میں مدینہ تیری ملک قلم دان مدینے والے ہے تیری ملک قلم دان مدینے والے حشر میں تم میرے عیبوں کو چھپائے رکھنا حشر میں تم میرے عیبوں کو چھپائے رکھنا پشیمان مدینے والے ہوں گناہوں پہ پشیمان چھوڑ کے جاؤں تو کہاں جاؤں میں، تیرا در چھوڑ کے جاؤں تو کہاں جاؤں سلطان مدینے والے، میرے آقا میرے سلطان مدینے والے، سگے سب کہ پکارے بے دم، سگے طیبہ مجھے سب کہ پکارے بے دم، یہی رکھے پہچان مدینے والے، یہی رکھے میری پہچان مدینے والے، میرا دل جان مدینے والے، تجھ پہ سو جان سے قربان مدینے والے،
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ماشاءاللہ عز و جل, I'm sure you enjoyed that kalam. These are the types of kalams we need to listen to, we need our offspring to listen to as well. In that we can firmly embed the love of Nabi صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم deep into our hearts, the love of Sahaba Ikram, Ahlul Bayt and Awliya Allah. What are blessings actually? His Eminence, the great founder of Dawat Islami, Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, he advises us as to the real definition and meaning of blessings. He says that blessings in sustenance does not mean earning a lot of money, having a lot of wealth. No, that what little sustenance you have, you are able to meet your needs.
Subhanallah.
Whatever little sustenance you have, you're able to meet your needs, and that the person is content with that. Qana'ah, contentment. That the person is not looking at other people's belongings or possessions or wealth or lovely house or cars or businesses. The person is content and happy with what they have, what I have. This is real blessings. Not earning so much, rather earning so much that you are able to meet your needs and you are satisfied. This is a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And really, that person who has these blessings in their life, they will have that contentment as well. And the one who is always looking at the neighbors, at other people, at those who have more than them, they will never be satisfied. If the son of Adam has a mountain of gold, he will want another mountain of gold.
Allahu Akbar.
And another mountain of gold. Because there's no satisfaction in whatever blessings the person does have. Now, you and I, if we look at ourselves, no? We will come to realize we have too many blessings. If you are able to see, you are able to hear, you are able to talk, you are able to hear, to use your hands and your feet, are these not blessings themselves? Every breath is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is how we need to look at it. This is the kind of mindset that I need. That for these blessings, I need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best way to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So blessings in sustenance is not necessarily earning lots and lots and loads of money.
Right.
It's about meeting your needs and being content as well.
Subhanallah. So, you know, this is actually what we see nowadays with the mindsets of people out there, wherein if someone has a lot of wealth, a lot of money, many houses, many cars, many businesses, etc., then they think that, you know, these are the actual blessings. You know, whereas in actual fact, as you've mentioned, that the little a person has and is content with that, there will be much more barakah, much more blessings in that. Yes. And we see for those who have so much of wealth, it finishes within no time. And on the other hand, we see those with less wealth, they're content with it, but still it runs them for the entire month.
Subhanallah.
So this is something we need to take into consideration, that together with the blessings, we also need to have a sense of contentment. Because otherwise, if contentment is not there, then no matter what we have in our lives, we will always be complaining.
Yes.
That I want this, I don't, that person has that car, I want that car. He has this big house, I want that big house. We will end up being in the state of complaining. At the end of the day, is going to get us nowhere.
So contentment is linked to blessings.
Yes.
Right.
So in actual fact, we can say that contentment is the key. If someone is content, no, whether they have less, whether they have more, they will definitely see the blessings in that.
I think before you go any further, it's also necessary, right? If a person is earning less,
right,
still, whether he's earning less or more, they need to ensure that the source of that income is halal.
And that is very important.
It's tayyib, it's pure.
Yes. Because in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his ear is pure and loves purity.
Subhanallah.
So yes, we have to make sure that our income is halal. The food we wear is halal, our clothes are halal, and our upbringing is also with halal.
Allah.
Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions in a hadith and he gives this example, right? That a person, he undertakes a long journey.
Right.
And his hair is shabby, and he raises his hands in dua and he's saying, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that how can the dua of such a person be accepted when his food is haram, his clothes is haram?
Allah.
So, you know, many people, and it is encouraged for us to make dua. But together with that, we also have to make sure that what we are wearing is halal, what we're eating is halal, our upbringing is with halal, you know, our money, our wealth is halal. So this is also a very important aspect to invite blessings and barakah into our lives as well. And one of the causes of deprivation is that to eat without washing one's hands.
Allah.
This is one of the causes. And we see, you know, if we have to look at it, that people throughout the day, they are touching many different things. Some have chemicals, you know, some have dirt and filth and dust, etc. And if someone doesn't wash his hands and he eats with those same hands, how much of germs and bacteria he's inserting into his mouth? So this is also something to be taken into consideration, where before eating, one should wash their hands. And this is also a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
And also you see here, we see there's different types of blessings.
Right.
One is the blessings of practicing the sunnah, so the thawab.
Right.
So if I'm washing my hands before eating,
yes,
then I'm getting reward if my intention is that my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it, so I'm doing it as well.
Yes.
So that's one side. The other blessing is that that's related to personal hygiene.
Right.
As you mentioned, there could be bacteria, there could be poison, we don't know, on our hands since we're touching different objects. So we are purifying our hands physically and then spiritually there's thawab attached to it as well.
Yes.
So if we want those blessings in our life, then something so simple like this that our deen teaches us, that our Islam teaches us, that before eating, wash your hands thoroughly, properly, as this will save you for many problems later on. And I think it's very important that when you're washing our hands to go to eat, that we don't use the towel, the common towel to dry it.
Yes.
So many people must be using the towel. There could be germs on that towel.
Exactly, yes.
And then we washed our hands, we cleaned our hands, purified it, maybe we removed whatever germs, and then we went and wiped our hands, and then we took all those germs and put it back into our hands. So yes, after eating, when you finish eat, you wash your hands, then you can wipe your hands.
Yes.
They call this here wudu actually. This is the wudu for eating.
Before eating.
Yes. Doesn't mean you must make a full wudu and then eat. It means wudu for eating means to wash your hands and your mouth as well. As there's great medical, physical benefits and spiritual blessings as well.
SubhanAllah. Also, Masab, there are some people out there also that keep long nails. And Islamic scholars, they have mentioned that long nails are also a cause for deprivation. In this case also, if we have to look at the medical part of it,
yes,
you see with those who have long nails, germs settle underneath the nails.
Yes, yes, yes.
And with one's hands, they touch many things, they do many things, they eat with those hands. And imagine with long nails, you are eating, all of it are getting, those germs are coming into contact with the food, and that same food is going in one's mouth. So in this case also, it's important that one always keeps their nails shortened.
There's a beautiful saying, since we're talking about deprivation, obviously the opposite of that will be things to do to gain blessings.
Yes.
Because deprivation meaning be barakati, a stopping of blessings.
Right.
So obviously we need to do the opposite.
Yes.
As it is mentioned that things are recognized by their opposites. So if I know that, you know what, if I want to appreciate the daytime, I will have to experience nighttime.
Yes.
Then I can see, okay, there's a difference.
Right? Right.
You know. So like this, you mentioned about the nails. That's so important because Islam teaches simple things that we can do. So if we know that growing the nails too long is a cause of deprivation and a stoppage of blessings, what do I need to do? Very simple. Trim your nails. Some people trim once a week, twice a week. But the maximum period is 40 days.
All right.
I must not leave it for over 40 days. It is mentioned that those long nails are the seating area of shaitan.
Allahu Akbar.
Shaitan comes and sits on those nails. How am I going to have blessings in my life, in my health? So blessing is not, when we talk about blessings, it's not only about wealth and money. You know, there's different forms of blessings.
Yes.
And wealth, money is right at the bottom. What's at the top? The blessing of Iman.
SubhanAllah.
Have I ever thought about that? I'm a Muslim, alhamdulillah. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu included me in the ummah of His most beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the final Prophet of Allah azza wa jal. Iman is the greatest blessing that you and I have as an individual. Your faith, your belief. What other blessings are there that's higher than wealth? If a person has all the wealth in the world but no blessing of Iman, then what? What benefit is there? And you know, over and above that, the blessing of good health. If you have so much of money but you don't have good health, how are you going to enjoy that?
Yes.
The blessing of having a family. How many people are out there all alone, no children, no grandchildren? They are living very sad lives. If you have a family, you have siblings, brothers, sisters, you have your parents, you have your children, for those who have grandchildren, is that not a great blessing itself? Also the blessing of time. If you have availability of time, that's an enormous blessing. It all depends what I'm going to do with this time, with this blessing of time that I have. Am I going to use it in just useless things? Or am I going to use it to do ibadat? Ibadat does not mean running into the jungle or locking yourself in the room and just performing salah and fasting. No. Live amongst the people. You know, in public, right. In private and in public as well. Fulfill rights of each other. Look after your family. Earn halal. Do good. Sacrifice. All of this will help to increase blessings in your life.
And together with that also, so we see, you know, especially at the time of eating, most people, or some people we can say, they tend to forget to recite Bismillah before eating.
Okay.
And then, you know, this also is one of the causes for deprivation of blessings. And it is mentioned, you know, with in regards to the blessings of reciting Bismillah.
Subhanallah.
There is one narration wherein there was a non-Muslim girl, and she was listening to the blessings of Bismillah given by a preacher. And she became so engrossed and so fascinated by the blessings of Bismillah that she became a Muslim.
Subhanallah.
Her parents, they were unbelievers. And they didn't like this idea now of her becoming a Muslim. So they tried to, you know, have her killed, and they would torture her, etc. And her father, he was a minister of the king. So what he did was, he had the king's ring with him, and he gave it to his daughter to keep. Right. And this daughter, subhanallah, what before starting any lawful act, she would always recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Whether standing up, sitting down, laying down, whatever it may be, she would always recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Right.
So when her father gave her the ring, she took it reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Subhanallah.
She put it into her pocket reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Subhanallah.
She went to sleep at night, and her father came and took the ring from her without her knowing, and he threw it outside the window, and it fell into the river.
Allah.
A fish swallowed that ring, and the next morning, a fisherman, he caught a fish, and that was the same fish that swallowed the ring. So he took this fish and he gifted it to this minister, who was the father of that girl.
Okay.
He gifted it to him, and he came home, he told his daughter to please make this fish. Subhanallah, she cut the fish. When she cut the fish, she recited Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and she found that same ring inside this fish.
Subhanallah.
She took the ring, she put it into her pocket, reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The fish was ready, and it was served on the dining table. Now her father, he asks her that, oh my daughter, where's the ring of the king? Please give it to me. Subhanallah, she says Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, puts her hand into her pocket, she takes it out, and she gives her father reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So imagine, by the blessings of reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved this girl from being killed, saved this girl from torture. So the good that we do in our lives, the good acts that we do in our lives, whether it be sitting, standing, driving, before sitting in the car, coming out of the car, we should always recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Any permissible act.
Yeah.
We should recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Yes, because this attracts the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it will bring immense amount of blessings into our lives.
MashaAllah. Have you heard about that narration? That before starting any permissible action, we should start with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So I want blessings in my life. Am I doing the right things? Am I going about it doing the right things? For example, entering the home. If a person enters the home but does not recite Bismillah, then shaitan enters with that person.
Allah.
What do you think he's going to do? He's going to cause chaos in the home. He's going to cause arguments between husband and wife, between parents and children, between siblings, brothers and sisters. And don't we see today, don't we see the domestic problems that we have, which are so prevalent in our communities and around the world as well. But am I practicing upon this? I want those blessings, but I need to act. I need to do those things that attract the mercy and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we are entering the home, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Enter with the right foot. Make salam loudly to everybody. Recite Suratul Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, one time. Guess what will happen? That home will receive blessings from Allah Jalla Jalaluhu.
Subhanallah.
Something so simple and easy that we all can practice upon. And other blessings through this practice is that the home will receive blessings and the home will be protected against domestic disputes. If there are domestic disputes, they will be removed. And not just that, the person's income and sustenance will gain blessings as well. Just by this simple practice of reciting Surah Al-Ikhlas before entering the home, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Is there any book available that a person can maybe read over to get more motivation on reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim?
Yes, Subhanallah, Da'at Islami has published a book by the title of Blessings of Bismillah. And in this book, there are so many narrations, there are so many stories with regards to the virtues of Bismillah. And also, it's in the same book, it is mentioned that the person who does not recite Bismillah before eating, then shaitan also partakes
Allahu
in that.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Shaitan, he also partakes in this food.
Then blessings will be removed.
Blessings will be gone. And right. Then, you know, a person wonders, why am I not getting full? Why are there no blessings in this food? Why is it getting finished so quickly? Mm-hmm. Because the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not been recited upon that food.
Allah.
And shaitan does not eat that food upon which the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been recited upon. Mm. So that's why it is so important for us to recite Bismillah before eating as well as before drinking. Mm. There is a narration in the same book as well, wherein it is mentioned that he was once a fat and healthy shaitan, and there was a thin and weak shaitan.
Right.
So they both met, and the fat and healthy shaitan, he asked the thin one that, how is it that you are so thin, you are so weak? And the thin shaitan, he says that, I am with such a person who every time before he eats, he is always reciting Bismillah. And I do not get anything from his food. And the thin shaitan, he asked the fat shaitan that, how is it you are so strong and you are so healthy? And he says that, I am appointed with such a negligent person who does not recite the name of Allah, who does not recite Bismillah before eating. Allah. And I partake in his food.
Allah.
Now, so whenever we are eating or drinking, we must recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and this will bring blessings in our food, blessings in our sustenance as well, inshaAllah.
In fact, the narration states that eating in congregation, meaning together, is a source of blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
If a person forgets to recite Bismillah, especially before eating, then one should recite Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu.
Yes.
By doing this, shaitan, who was joining the person in eating and removing the blessings, whatever he had eaten, he will take it out. He'll throw it out. So these are things we need to learn. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, the book that Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad Sahib is talking about, it's called Blessings of Bismillah. You can obtain a hard copy from dawoodislami.net or rather Maktabatul Madina, the publications department of Dawood Islami, or you can download the free ebook from dawoodislami.net. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned in a blessed hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, avoid swearing, meaning taking oaths abundantly in trade. Although it makes goods sold, it removes blessings. For those businessmen out there, for those who are entrepreneurs, who have their own shops, etc. Of course, they also want blessings in their profits, in their business. But if I'm every deal I'm taking oats. Wallahi, this is the best product, and I'm exaggerating. Mm. And that could lead to lies as well. What do you think is going to happen? Will blessings arrive? No, according to this narration, blessings will be removed. And again, I need to do the opposite of this. I need to not take oats abundantly when I'm selling my products, when I'm selling my goods, even if it's online as well. So keep this blessed narration in mind. For further blessings in our lives, there's a beautiful book called Causes of Deprivation and its Solution. Deprivation meaning the stoppage of blessings in one's life. So what are the solutions? It gives many solutions in there, and it identifies what are some of those causes. There's like 40 plus causes that it gives. And if you read it, you will come to realize that many of those things I am doing myself.
Allah.
Many of those wrong things I'm doing myself. For example, if the food has been dished out, is the food waiting for me or I'm waiting for the food? Since we were talking about eating.
Right.
We dish out the food. I'm busy on my phone. I'm busy on my tablet. Somewhere else, doing something else. And the food is waiting for us. This is a cause of deprivation. Mm. This is a cause of stoppage of blessings. I need to be waiting for the food. Not the food must be waiting for me. And like this, it has a whole list of things that cause stoppage of blessings in our lives. And whatever you find there, I need to do the opposite of that. I need to be waiting for the food. I need to wash my hands before. I must make sure if I'm eating on my bed, for example, I must have a dining mat down.
Yes.
If any crumbs fall off, you don't know. Maybe in that one crumb or that one grain of rice which fell off my plate, maybe in that your blessings are hidden. Yeah. And I left it there. And I lost out on the blessings. Subhanallah. How beautiful is our deen? So simple. It teaches us these finer details that if we do it, we gain lots of blessings in our life.
And together with that, Manasab, you know, one of us, since we are talking about eating, and together with that, one of the causes of deprivation is to eat without covering one's head.
Ah.
And we see almost many people, they eat without covering their head.
Right.
And this is one of the causes of deprivation. Another cause is, you know, to eat in the dark. To eat in darkness also causes deprivation. You know, it's the small things in life that matters. And these are small things, you know, it's not something huge.
Yeah,
it's not something that's like
anybody
a mountain.
Can do it.
Anybody
yes.
can do
yes.
it. I mean, covering one's head, not eating in the dark, eat in a place where it's bright, not eating on the bed, but lay a dastarkhan, lay a dining mat on the bed and then eat. You know, it's stuff like this here that if one does, it brings up blessings in their life.
Subhanallah. Absolutely. You know, Mawlana Sahib, another way of gaining blessings is to practice the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Subhanallah.
And that's a very practical thing.
Mm-hmm.
You learn, what you learn, you practice.
Yes.
And simple things that anybody can do. How to eat, how to talk, how to walk, how to sleep, how to engage in conversations with others, how to do business dealings, etc. If you're doing it, that it's sunnah, there's thawab, there's blessings as well. Take, for example, drinking of water. So simple. Something that we all do. But am I following the sunnah? If you follow the sunnah, you get blessings, you get reward in your life. Like one of the sunan of drinking water, one of the etiquettes is that the person should look into the water.
Right.
There should be light. You should be able to see clearly before we drink. Subhanallah. And you know, I'll give my personal example.
Right.
Back in the days when I was still a student of Jamia, so I was thirsty. There was a jug of water.
Mm-hmm.
There was a cup. I poured water into it. Then I just remembered, okay, you know what? It's sunnah to look inside. I looked inside before I took a sip.
Right.
And I found a spider floating.
Allah.
A spider was floating in that cup. Had I just drank without looking inside, imagine what could have happened. Maybe it was a poisonous spider. I don't know. I could have drank that spider, it could have went into my stomach, I could have got sick.
Yeah.
But look at the blessing of acting upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah. And there's so much great wisdom behind it.
Absolutely.
People think, why am I doing this? Why am I doing that? There is reasons behind it. There is wisdom behind all of these sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Absolutely. And you see, what the problem is the mindset.
Yes.
We look at people out there, mm-hmm. these so-called celebrities, we think they have blessings in their life.
Yeah.
Because they have name, fame, they have wealth, mm-hmm. they have businesses, they have sometimes 10, 20 different cars,
yeah.
they have so many different mansions. We think, okay, that is the definition of success, the definition right. of blessings. Mm. But that's not. If you do a cursory study of these celebrities, you'll come to realize something shocking,
mm-hmm.
that they don't have any peace in their life.
Allah.
When they step outside, they need to walk around with bodyguards.
Yeah.
The paparazzi are after them, always to take a picture or some video, or they don't have peace.
There's no life, you know.
What kind of a life is that? That when they're going to sleep, they're on antidepressants. They take tablets to sleep because they don't have any tranquility in their life. They don't have any blessings in their life. It's just portrayed like that,
yes.
that they are successful and they're happy. They just have to smile for the camera.
Yeah.
When the camera is off, they know the reality. Their marriages don't last. Mostly, their marriages don't last. And that directly affects the children.
Yeah.
What blessings is that? They are alcoholics, they are drug addicts, and they live on pills. Who's going to rob me? Who's going to steal my money? Who's going to do this? Who's the tax man? You know, so what kind of blessings is that? They're always looking over their shoulder. They can't leave the house without maybe 4 or 5 bodyguards around them. But if you can walk, if you can walk freely on your own without any worry, subhanallah, isn't that not a blessing itself?
Subhanallah.
So don't look at these fake people. They don't know you. They don't care about you. Why do we follow them? It's because a group of people have made these people important. They have promoted them, marketed them in order to influence the people to live a certain way, which is mostly against Islamic values, against Islamic teachings. If only we come back, we realize, you know what? Sooner than I realize, I'm going to leave this place. This world I'm going to leave. Then you'll see. On the day of judgment, we'll see what true blessings is, what true mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal is. That those who obeyed Allah Azza wa Jal, obeyed Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, obeyed the Quran. Now I want to draw your attention to something else. To gain blessings, read the Quran. When last did I read the Quran? But don't stop there. Read the Quran and read the translation from Kanzul Iman also. Believe me, this will have a very deep effect on your heart. Because now you're understanding what you are reading. And Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum Ali advises us, every day try to recite at least a minimum of 3 verses of the Quran with translation from Kanzul Iman. If I want blessings in the house, don't make the house like a graveyard. That no ibadat is taking place. There's no zikr, no durud sharif, no recitation of Quran, no salah taking place. If one wants to get their Quran in order, right. in terms of learning how to do the Quran, what facilities are there?
Subhanallah, Masab. You know, Dawat-e-Islami is such a huge blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that there is a department for children, for teenagers, for youngsters, and there is also a department for adults as well.
Subhanallah.
For the youngsters, we have a madrasatul Madina for them, where they learn the Holy Quran, they learn the rules and the tajweed of the Holy Quran, how to recite the Holy Quran with its proper pronunciation.
Right.
And for those adults that have, you know, gone old and do not know how to recite the Holy Quran properly, Dawat-e-Islami has even catered for them as well.
Allah.
And this department is called Madrasatul Madina Balighan.
Subhanallah.
So they come in and they are also learning how to recite the Quran correctly. Subhanallah. And we find, Munasab, you know, as you were saying, that one of the ways to gain blessings in one's life, to gain blessings in the home, is to recite the Holy Quran. Because by reciting the Holy Quran, subhanAllah, it is mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which he says, the summary of which is, that for each letter of the Holy Quran, there are 10 virtues for that person. So imagine if a person recites even one page every day of the Holy Quran, how much of blessing there will be in that person's life.
Subhanallah.
No, because it attracts the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And together with that, reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that that person who recites salawat upon me 10 times in the morning, 10 times in the evening, he will gain my intercession on the day of Qiyamah.
Allah.
Subhanallah. I mean, such a blessing, who does not want? We all want the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need to recite abundant salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Very beautiful points you have mentioned. That, you know what, blessings we should not just confine for this world.
Yes.
But blessings in the grave, blessings on the day of judgment, by reciting Durood Sharif, by emulating the blessed life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because blessings, we should not just think about blessings for, you know, worldly blessings only. But let's have foresight and think ahead that I need and I want blessings for the Akhirah as well. We have a short clip. We'll be right back, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل. Our beloved prophet, the final prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has stated, a man is upon the religion of his friend, therefore each of you should look at who he befriends. This is very important, my dear son brothers, that we look at who is within our company, who is within our atmosphere that we are currently in. Because remember, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also stated that companionship, it has an effect. Meaning, if you're around five people who use foul language, those five individuals, they are drug addicts, then ma'azallah, you will also become the sixth individual who is such. But then subhanallah azawajal, if you spend company in five individuals who are ashikani rasul, they love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then inshallah azawajal, by the blessings of being in good company, you will also become the sixth individual. So try your best, my dear son brothers, that look around you, who is in your atmosphere, who is in your surroundings, and because they will have an effect on you as well. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Some wise words that we should try to implement in our life. We have discussed several ways of inviting blessings into our lives by making sure that we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we follow the sunnah, we read the, recite the Quran, that we fulfill rites, we establish our salah, and we don't engage in those things that stop blessings. As we mentioned, the book Causes of Deprivation and its Solutions, get that book and see for yourself that what am I doing that is stopping blessings from entering into my home? Sayyid Sahib, any concluding remarks?
Subhanallah. So when it comes to blessings, we have to always remember that if you were to count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you would never be able to do so.
Subhanallah.
So at every, you know, step, at every instance of our lives, we must always be grateful, be content, and be patient with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this way, we will see blessings and barakah in our lives.
Inshallah azza wa jal. Well, there you have it. If we want those blessings, then we should do what needs to be done.
Don't do those things that stop blessings. And something so important, Sayyidina mentioned, sabr, patience, tolerance. These things will also bring great amounts of blessings into our lives. And anything permissible, always start with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Start your day with remembrance of us all. Start your day with remembrance of us all. Start your day.